I need to give you my HSO on media parties. So we went to it last night. We go every year.
Yes.
Every city's got this giant party that they put on, and some of them are fun, some of them aren't. But when I'm in a city like San Francisco, and last night they had the party at the Exploratorium, which is their version of the Perot Museum, and if that's their version, it sucks compared to the Perot. I'm just telling you from experience going to the Perot.
I didn't think this place was so bad myself, but...
No, I didn't think it was bad.
But I can't compare the two.
I didn't think it was bad, but I'm telling you, it ain't nowhere close to the Perot. Now, we didn't go upstairs or anything like that, but the Perot is light years ahead of that place. But anyway.
And I'll tell you something else. There are two places around here called the Exploratorium, according to Uber.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the first place they took me to was the wrong one or somewhere where it was not.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did they drop you off?
No. The driver recognized and said, well, the Exploratorium you're looking for is not where they told us to go.
Wow.
But he knew where to, he knew where it was.
Okay.
He knew what to do about it.
All right.
He was great, man.
Your driver?
Yes.
Should have invited him in.
For team.
The party. Yeah. So we get there, and it's fine, and you know, we just hang out in our little group, and we have food, and we have drinks, and we chit-chat, and we laugh a little bit, and then it's over, and then we go home. And you know what I feel like I did last night? I feel like I had a good time talking, hanging out, boozing it up, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like I wasted a night in San Francisco. Like, I could have done that with you guys at a place that I actually wanted to be at, like a cool place, a fun place. And it's just, it's always the same thing. We always end up right with ourselves, you know, yucking it up. And it really does entire night.
There are two things here. Number one, the group could disperse a little bit and interact with people.
Who are we going to talk to?
I don't know.
Chip Brown, your friend.
Yeah, you can talk to Chip Brown.
He's not here.
So you guys are making my argument that I made 15, 16 years ago.
You guys tend to be very insular. You know, you don't really look for people to interact with.
Neither do you.
Well,
don't say you guys.
We're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
Oh, jeez. Don't use that line on me.
Worst argument ever.
You don't invite others into the group.
And nor do you.
We're not talking about me.
You're part of the group.
I was very late arriving last night. I was not a part of this season.
Oh, you were.
Or not a part of this scene. The other thing is,
Mike showed up like 2 hours late, and it looked like you'd gotten your ass kicked. Did you pass it? Did you pass out?
No. I didn't pass out.
Did you have sex?
No, I didn't do that either. I don't know. I think I might have thrown myself down on the bed and decided whether or not I wanted to do this or not.
Right.
For a while. But I didn't pass out. But that's why I was so late. But the other thing is that it's just like everything else, and God love the Super Bowl and everything, and I don't want anybody to think I'm complaining about anything or bitching, but the more we come to these things, the worse everything gets.
I know.
The less fun everything gets.
Well, the events
The more watered down it all gets.
Yeah, the events that are put on are more watered down. I mean, as far as us having fun, I mean, like, tonight will be great. We're going to go to a fun place in the Castro and eat dinner and hang out and have beers and all that.
Yeah, but this is going to be just us again.
I know, and I'm fine with that. What I'm saying is, why do we need to go to some place that I don't care about, the Exploratorium, and waste an entire night?
No, we don't. We don't.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So next year, now it's different in towns like Houston, because I don't know where I want to go in Houston. But I do know in San Francisco, there are 50 areas that I have not been to that would love to go. I would have loved it last night if we said, you know what, as a crew, let's go across the bridge. Let's go over the Golden Gate Bridge, go down into Sausalito, go down into all those little towns across the bay and do it there.
Yeah.
Have fun there.
Could have done that.
But it's like we're tied to this idea.
But because you're here, everybody wants to go to the media party.
Do they? I don't know if they do.
Well, I think we feel compelled to go. For whatever reason, everybody feels compelled to go to the media party.
Right, right.
And if,
like, I get going to media day, I understand the importance of that, but When's the last time that we left a media day and we're like, or media party, and we're like, whoa, man, I can't wait to tell the stories about that? Probably 2001. Well, I mean,
we've had a few pretty good times at media parties, but over the, like I say, over the years, they've gotten more watered down, they've gotten more homogenized, and the Super Bowl these days is all about keeping things safe. They don't want anything that's terribly out there.
They didn't have a band there last night?
No, they didn't have a band there last night.
The food was, you know.
Okay, so
like
what?
Trumped up Captain D's.
Yeah, you know, like opening up a can of Ireland's barbecue or something.
Seriously, it was so, and they were telling us here, oh, you're going to freak out when you see the food they have at the media party. It's unbelievable. It was so average. It wasn't indigenous to the area at all.
Yeah. I mean, I was
tacos.
Hoping, I was
tacos.
Hoping, I was hoping they would at least get Quicksilver
I
Messenger
like
Service back together or something, run them in there.
But no,
but
they
no,
didn't.
There was no band. They had a DJ up there playing, sitting on the dock of the bay and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if they're not going to put any more effort into this, then why do they expect you guys to show up?
Yeah, and this year was the first year. Typically, if you have your pass, the media party is it's almost less about media and more about people showing up and you know, the locals that show up here.
Yeah.
They didn't allow that this year. It was all media. And
no, that's probably what was wrong with it right there.
I mean, didn't you think it was kind of lame as far as turnout and all that? It's because it was
media. I thought the whole thing was just as lame as it could be.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was like everything else. The NFL just wants to keep things safe. They don't want anything really out there. There's nothing fringy, nothing edgy, just all nice and safe. And sure, we'll give the media a few cans of beer and some barbecue that you can't quite tell whether or not it was once a shoe or what, you know.
Yeah, right.
Or used rubber.
Yeah.
And step up your liquor. God. I mean, it was like I was in college at the cheapest bar over there.
Yeah.
What, they have like Zima and Four Loko?
They might as well have, yeah. It was, Danny, it was terrible.
It was certainly an off-brand of ginger beer they had.
It was an off-brand of everything that they had there. It was the lowest common denominator of booze. In San Francisco, for God's sakes.
Other than all that, it was a wonderful media party.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, next year in Houston.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, let's go pick at the Astrodome instead.
Yeah. Let's see if they'll open up the Astrodome and let us kick field goals in there.
I would much rather do that. I would rather kick field goals than go to the media party if that's the way it's going to be.
Or let's see if we can resurrect Gillies.
Yeah.
Rise, Gillies.
Rise again from the grave.